Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, good morning or good afternoon, y'all. It is Gratitude Friday, and I've got Claudia Field and Debbie Brawley on the line today. And y'all, the weather is getting super nice and got the windows open and just, chatting and making phone calls with people and just kind of getting into a new groove. I don't know how many of you are setting up like little Zoom happy hours or Zoom game nights or things like that, but I think everybody's getting creative and I'm trying to do the same and I hope y'all are too. And so that means, getting creative with how we're, sharing and having conversations, about the Beamer. So I've been doing a few three-way Zoom calls and, touching in with my team. And Claudia and I have actually, started the process of doing pod calls where we're getting together with small groups, within our group and, opening up the lines to have open dialogue about how everything's going and what everybody's doing. And it's actually been fun. And so I know that, we're all still in this waiting pattern, until we can start taking orders. But staying positive absolutely makes the biggest, biggest difference. And so for that, I am really, really grateful. Claudia is an incredible mentor, as is Debbie. I love working with Debbie. And, the energy of the field and whatnot is just is great. And so I hope everybody, is going into this new weekend with hope and gratitude and all of that kind of stuff that brings you. I've got one, quote that I want to read from Helen Keller this morning. It says, "Optimism is the faith that leads to achievement. Nothing can be done without hope and confidence." And, y'all, we have an incredible technology. I think we're all confident in, in Beamer and what it can do and the impact that it can have on people's lives. And we just need to keep that hope that, any day we're going to get word from the FDA that we can start, taking orders. So stay optimistic, keep the faith, and that's going to lead us in the right direction. So with that, I'm going to toss it over to Claudia Field for her opening comments this morning. Claudia, over to you.
Amanda, thank you so much, and good morning, everyone from sunny California. I can't even say what a difference this weather makes. It just restills some hope and, like Amanda said, optimism, being able to kind of shift into this paradigm, this I don't even want to say new normal, because I believe in the rubber band philosophy that we can stretch out and expand and we can snap back. And right now we're all just going through our own constructs, our own experiences of what's happening. And so it's been, it's been interesting to have to really shift and do everything online. Like Amanda talked about, setting up these pod calls, doing a call with our team. I call it Brady Bunch style, where we have everybody's video on. And, before you even get into the business of Beamer, just talking and connecting with people and finding out how everybody in the team is doing, what's going on with them, their families, their experiences with work. They're just people going through very, very different experiences. Some are still working. Some are okay economically. Others are really feeling the crunch. But the number one theme in all of these calls is, like Amanda said, optimism, there's strength, and there's resilience. And I love this quote from Robert F. Kennedy: "Only those who dare to fail greatly can ever achieve greatly. And I don't view anything that we've gone through as any kind of failure, but I do know that this has only made us stronger as Bemarians, stronger as a community, more resilient, more committed to the path that we're on to have these important conversations about health, because it's always been important, but now more than ever, people are really opening up to understand that it doesn't matter whether you live in a multi-million dollar mansion or a one-room apartment. Without your health, you have very, very little, because nothing matters without that. So it's been really interesting, to be in some of my different Zoom meetings and different platforms I'm in and biohacking groups, and just to hear everybody's perspective of what's going on. It gives me a lot of hope and just seeing people's resilience. So I'm very grateful to these two ladies, Amanda Davis, Deb Brawley. Beyond the business, these are my dear friends, and we chat all the time, and they have just kept me really optimistic and strong and picked me up on days where I'm down, and it's just been amazing. They're just incredible leaders, and I love their hearts and working with them. And then the Beamer community, all of you that are hanging in with us, and, I want to, before I toss it over to Deb, I want to talk about us. We need to get ready to saddle up, guys, because we've got our first ever Beamer Equine Saturday. And if you didn't get a chance to watch the webinar, which was the prior week with Nathan Beiler and Cindy Schellenberg, you should definitely get those links and go back and watch it. But we're going to have the Beamer Equine Advisory Committee members and their guests are going to do our first ever Beamer Equine Saturday. And so the first hour and a half is going to be dedicated to guests. And then after that, it is going to be, for IBDs to be trained. So you're going to learn more about the new horse set. They're going to do a welcome and intro between 9 and 9:15 a.m. Pacific time on Saturday, May 2nd. And then from 9:15 to 10:15, they're going to do the Beamer horse set product presentation. And then from 10:15 to 10:30, testimonials with their equine guests. You'll be able to find those flyers from your managers. I'm sure there's going to be a notification. I think it's already come out from your regional director. So definitely get ready, get your cowboy boots on, and I guess I'm going to have to borrow some of yours, Amanda, and shove my feet into your boots, and let's saddle up that day and ride into May and ride hopefully into our Go Set future very, very soon as well. So with that, I'm going to toss it over to Deb Brawley so she can take us into the next portion of the call.
Okay. Thank you, Claudia. I love Fridays, grateful Fridays. It's always been my favorite day of the week, ever since I was a little kid. I think the last day of school or whatever before the fun weekend started. But with a life like we have with Beamer and running a business out of our home, every day can feel like a Friday for us. Right now, being stuck at home, every day I'm making it feel like a Friday. We have choices. We can make it a great day or make it a bad day. So when we are feeling a little down like we all do with hearing news or whatever, or like we've had neighbors that we've lost because of the virus, we are there in heart and spirit, say our prayers for people, but we do have a choice that you can pick yourself up and make things happen. And I applaud those that are on the line live today, or even those that are going to listen to it again. Make sure you share it with your team members. blogtalkradio.com/BeamerIBDS to listen to the replays. But when I was thinking last night about the first thing that comes to your mind of what you can be grateful for, the first thing that came to my mind, you guys, is I always would go every 3 to 4 weeks to get a little touch-up, a little tint with my hair, just because it became a habit, and I love going out all the time. I love networking, meeting people. The salon that I would belong to, I always would meet somebody new and pass out my card or give somebody an invite to one of our local live meetings that we'd have. But I'm realizing I don't have to go as often as I used to because I really am not really gray. I keep looking at my hair, and my hair is coming in really dark. And I'm glad I'm not the gray like I thought I was. So that's something I was grateful for that I've noticed, and I'll be saving money by not going back to the salon as often. But another thing I'm grateful for, you guys, is this is a nice little surprise and a treat for you. We're giving you a gift. And I partnered with Casey Conrad, and we decided that on Thursday nights, 7:30 Eastern Standard Time, we're going to have tea time. We're going to have Beamer tea time. Get a cup of tea, relax, come on live Zoom with us. We're going to set it up, and the flyer will be coming out today, and I will send it to the company. I'll put it in the Facebook page. I'll send it to my manager friends, or text me or email me that you're wanting it with the link. And we're going to go every Thursday and have tea time where we're going to be sharing golden nuggets. Like, I'm getting prepared to be sharing with everybody new flyers that I'm putting together, besides the one that I just made that is the Beamer special to start marketing as soon as we're up and running. We're putting one together right now for people that own wellness centers, people that own spas, making one for athletes, making a flyer and putting it together for medical professionals. So I'll share all those on our Thursday night call with everybody, and then I can share where you can go get them and download it and have your information. So it's, education for you. It's helped ideas to help train you on how to network and to market. And we have a list of things we've been taking notes on. If there's something special that you'd love us to bring to the table, do that. And then we are looking at having tea and just having heart-to-heart talk with everybody in the field that's interested and that need to plug into some, heartfelt messages or leadership skills. That's what we're going to be doing on Thursday nights at 7:30. Until we can start getting out and seeing people in person, we can be doing this live for you guys across the nation, and we're calling it Beamer Tea Time with Casey and Debbie. And I'll let Mark in once in a while. He can pop in once in a while, but it's something that Casey and I were excited about doing it together on Thursday nights. One of the ideas that I know, I've had people ask me about how to be networking online. Debbie, how do you network online and get new leads? So one night, Thursday night, I'll be sharing that and sharing my screen with you and sharing what you can be doing to be building your network even though we're at home. And I will have some great golden nuggets to share with you on that. So I'm excited about it. And then from time to time, we're going to be showcasing a Beamer Hero's Heart, somebody that had a great testimony or something great that's happened with their business, and we want to share their heart with you. So we're going to be showcasing other people from time to time too, and it's going to be short and sweet. It's not going to be a long drawn out hour, probably like 30 to 45 minutes, and just mark your calendar for next Thursday. I'll make sure I get you that link as soon as the flyer is done today. So other than that, I think that's all I wanted to share. I am excited that we are going to be showcasing somebody today that is a new team manager in Canada, and I'm not sure who is running the switchboard to open up his line. Is it Amanda or Casey? Or
it's
not Casey,
me.
Amanda or Claudia?
It's me. We'll I just them. Need to know, is okay. It area code 514?
I think it is. Let me see. Oh, yeah. That's another thing I want to share with everybody, too, is if you have something grateful you'd like to share with after we hear an interview, Philip, that hit number one to be in the queue, and we'd love to open up your line to share your gratitude today and bless somebody by having them listen to you. His phone number is, 514. Yep, that's area code 514 for Canada. Okay. That's great.
All right, I just opened it up.
Okay.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Yay.
I'd love you to, instead of me asking you lots of questions, I'd like you to introduce yourself, share what your background, how and who you heard about Beamer from, and share your story.
Excellent, Deb. First, we'll start by saying bonjour, which is my original language being French. So hope it's getting people to travel a little bit, So thanks,
yeah.
Debbie. It's a pleasure for me to be on the call with you guys. I've been listening to Block Talk for a while and really enjoyed everything that you guys are doing. It's much appreciated. So quick story, we actually discovered the Beamer first more as customers than anything a couple of years back, and we really fell in love with the Beamer and what it did for our family. And as you know, Canada was not open. So I guess we had to be very patient, and at the same time, it allowed us to learn a lot about the company, and we actually got to meet you and Mark. We actually flew to the company in our summer vacation and got to meet you guys, and we're still in the learning process. And thank God, after lots of months of patience, it's actually Canada opened, as last April. And hey, we started to share it more, and we put together a beautiful team, and here we are, I guess, a year after. And to give you a little bit of our background, I've always been in business development, and we've had multiple business as a family, being a spa and other projects in different field. And my wife, Helen, is a biochemist, and she also has a master's degree in nutrition. And we have three beautiful daughters that are now 14, 16, and 18 years old. And we live up north from the great city of Montreal in Quebec, Canada, in a little bit up north, maybe about 30, 40 minutes up north in the mountains from Montreal. So that's the story on our side.
Well, great. And tell us that you're a brand new team manager, and
yep.
You know, did the person that's your group leader, are they nearby, or do you do it like we're doing right now, working online live with everybody across the country, or is she right near?
Yeah, that's a great question. Great question. Actually, our sponsor, you guys probably know them, are Michael and Valerie D'Angelo, out of Old Greenwich, Connecticut, just north from New York. So from the get-go, we were out of distance from them. And the other reality is, I would say, probably 70%, maybe 60, 70% of our team are mostly French-speaking, being, I would say, in Quebec. But we do have businesses all over Canada, pretty much in, I would say, 8 out of the 10 provinces in Canada, so really spread wide. And we definitely have some beautiful teams, I think, in about 7 or 8 states in the U.S. So we're also very, very, we're looking forward for you guys to go back into full business mode on your side. But I'll be the first one to tell you we've gone through a long time where we couldn't sell the Beamer, period, because Canada was
right.
Not open. So we really understand what you guys are going through. But you know what? At one point, I realized I should not never stop talking about Beamer, because, as you know, it's a process, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously all the patience that we put in place back then, I guess we were rewarded this year, because we started, once Canada opened, we started with some momentum, you know. I
mm-hmm.
like to say it's like if you have I used to do track and field when I was younger, and we had some of my colleagues were like really world-class athletes, and obviously like on the 100 meter, they would definitely beat me, you know, they would run faster than me. But if I would arrive to the line running, I could beat them on 100 meters. So that's what I feel you guys are going through. That's what we went through before. Is it was important to keep calling people, keep having some action in the pipeline, and keep moving, so that once the race started, they said go, basically. Well, we were already running when we started the race. So that made a huge difference for our success this year, you know.
Right.
And,
yeah,
go ahead, Deb.
No, I was going to say, I do remember when I met you, too, you went the distance. You drive hours and hours to go to anything and come into the United States and attend the different events. And you were priming that pump. I always remember my dad was raised on a farm with a water well. And I remember him always sharing the story how his arms would get so tired to get the water, but once it starts flowing, it just floods. It just started flowing and flooding, and that's how I feel with Beamer, too. We got to still be priming our pumps right now and sharing a little bit here and there and bringing people to the table, because when it's ready to go, it'll just explode like it has for you right now. And I applaud you, and I congratulate
Absolutely.
You. I saw your
Thank
heart.
You.
I saw your spirit in your eyes. I knew that you had big goals, and you're just getting started. What, you know, if you want to share what your goals might be, I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, absolutely. One thing I can actually mention is that maybe you guys didn't realize it, but what you guys are going through right now as being like shut down and all the measure, that happened for us on March 12th. here in Canada, in where I live in Montreal.
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
So, I mean, we were, like, to be honest, at the beginning of last month, I said, whoa, that's going to be special. Are we going to be able to make team manager, you know? Because, you know, we actually have an office, and that was closed on March 12th. A lot of what was happening was from this little office, which is kind of a little hub that we have in our area. And basically, we just kept talking to people, and there's always, in any challenge, opportunities. And we've had some people I would never expected, some people I had shared the Beamer to with that we're going to buy, and they actually came through last month, and that made all the difference for us to make team manager. So,
oh, that's great.
Yeah, yeah. So to answer your question, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead and ask the question about your goals.
Yeah, basically, I guess the next step is we have some, you know, partners, the team members that we want to help to go also to team manager. And that's in the process and you know, help multiple people achieve their goal. And I think definitely we want to go to your level to be eventually OD plus. But I've learned also that, you know, it's just about, you know, doing what we have to do, sharing, caring, helping other people. And that's how we're going to, on our side, have the success also, you know.
Yep, that's
and,
right.
And right now we're basically some of the reason why we actually chose to get involved. Obviously, the product is the wow, but it's also what we have in our hand as far as a model. That now I think people are going to be more and more open to understand, because they're going to actually have experience some parts of what we've been promoting to them. Like we like to say here at home that, first of all, the health is going to be different for everybody. They're going to have a different perspective, a different value. Second, one of the blessings that's happening for us here is we have teenagers that we're able to see more often, you know, that's kind of a huge blessing, because usually they're always gone, the girl, they're always at friend's house, everywhere, and now we're blessed to be, spending time with them, you know, quality time, which we've always done, but it's always fun to come back to that, and also the time factor, you know, most people don't realize how precious it is, you know. And I have a little saying that I can share, is that what I love about the Beamer opportunity, it allows us, because we by the way, we built this part-time, because we still have I have a career as a consultant, you know, for different businesses. And Hélène does the same thing in her field as a trainer and a public speaker. So this is something we actually built part-time. And for me, one of the most powerful thing about the Beamer opportunity is that you don't have to work full time or you don't have to work part time, but you can actually work chosen time, and that's precious. And a lot of people that you'll be talking to now, they will have experienced that concept of working from home, that having more time for themselves, and to be able to balance more their life, you know. So that's very powerful, and we just have to listen to people, and they're going to tell us what they need, and we have a solution.
Did we lose Debbie?
Here.
Yeah, I think we might.
It's possible.
We lost Debbie.
No worry.
Yeah, so Philippe, this is Amanda Davis, and I love what you're sharing.
Hi, Amanda.
About how are you? Congratulations
good,
for hitting, you know, team manager. And I
Thank
love what you.
You
were talking about, you know, having more family time and more together time, and people realizing, you know, that it can be possible, you know, to work from home and things like that. So I love
Absolutely.
What you were sharing. So as we're you know, in obviously, you know, in Canada, y'all can still, you know, sell both the
the Beamer Pro set and the Equine, you know, set. So let's just assume for now that everything is all, you know, back to normal. We can take orders and stuff. Give everybody, you know, some business tips on, you know, what you did that helped you, you know, not only get to group leader, but helped you get to team manager. Just some good business tips.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, first thing I'm gonna suggest is please don't be a secret agent, because I mean these guys don't get paid with Beamer, you know. So it's all about sharing, you know, from the heart, and you guys have always promoted that. But it's like if when you've gone to a good restaurant or you've watched a good movie, well, everybody loves to give to somebody else, you know, to share with somebody else. I mean, it's just normal. Even people that say they don't like to do that, they're doing it without noticing it, you know? So it's just to be genuine, and we actually just, I like to say, you kind of have to play the numbers, you know? You kind of have to I remember a couple of years back, I read somebody that said, what if you had like I don't know the exact word, but what if you had a solution, like a vaccine or something that would cure, let's say, a disease, you know? Would you keep it for yourself, or would you actually share it with as many people as you can? Well, that's what I believe about the Beamer, you know? So it's actually, you just go about your life, and you just share it with people, and obviously, you guys have heard it before, but the follow-up or the fortune is definitely in the follow-up. And then it's about working as a team. You know, we work a lot with the three-way calls, which are now three-way Zoom, which I believe are even more powerful in the reality that we're into right now. And then it's also about, you know, I believe, you know, the success with Beamer was with helping other people achieve their own goal, their own dream aspiration. And you just have to, you know, just basically help them, listen to them, guide them. But also I strongly believe, and we're still doing it more and more, but the best example I ever had is actually Michael and Valerie, our sponsors. They're very, 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 very wide, potentially some of the widest teams in all of the companies worldwide. So what that made for them, and it showed a good example for us, is they're actually very, very profitable. That's number one. And second, they're also not putting any pressure. They're not, you know, depending on anybody. It's like an army of volunteers, what we're doing anyway. So it's all about what leading the pack ourselves. And I mean, since I've known Debbie and I've listened to her, and I guess at the beginning of the year also, I actually saw Mark in Toronto for the first academy. We were there on the pre-academy night, and you know, they're a good example of that. It's to be always in the field, you know, in the trench, we like to say. So people don't care about what you say. What they're looking at is what you're doing, you know. That's basically the bottom line, you know. So it's not about saying things. It's about doing them. And I think that's what we've done. And first, you know, because I guess we like to say for our family, for our kids, for our legacy, but also that, with the model that we're working with, it is driven by helping other people. So that's very powerful. I have an expression I always tell to anybody that I share the business side or the opportunity to. I feel, and I still feel like that to this day, I'm like a mosquito in a nudist camp. I mean, there's so much potential. There's so much potential. I mean, everybody should know about Beamer. So, I mean, it's just about sharing it, basically. You know?
Oh, my gosh.
Pretty much
how
we've done it.
I love your quote there. I wrote that down. I'm going to remember that because that is really good. A mosquito.
Well,
in
I'll tell you something.
Skin.
Every time I say it, it makes somebody laugh. So that's just the and also it allows them to see a bigger vision. I remember talking with Albert and talking with when I actually went to California, I got to meet Pit Lime, and my vision, because obviously we're in Canada and where we live is mostly French. So it's kind of halfway between being North Americans and European. So definitely, Deborah was asking about one of our goals is to have teams or distributors in every single country that Beamer is present in. So I'm happy to say we've sold already Beamers in about, I'd say 6-7 different countries so far. And we have teams, I think last time I checked, in about 4 or 5 different countries. But definitely in the future, we want to be able to have, a business around the world, like a global international business, So right now what's happening is a little special because it's a thing that's global, but it's also a good practice in business to have diversification in terms of where you guys are located in the States and Canada and abroad also, because sometimes when a situation happens. Yeah, so that's one of our goals. And we kind of also want to enjoy, hopefully in the future, to travel to mix pleasure with business also at the same time, which is something that Beamer allows us to do.
I was thinking that
and
exact
living,
same thing when you were saying that.
Yeah, and living in Canada, I mean, I wish I could show you a picture, but in my backyard right now, there's still a good foot and a half of snow. So we love it. We love the four seasons here. It's beautiful, but we definitely want to, to go to Arizona, Florida, California, just to take a little break from the winter every year. That would be awesome, like Deborah and Mark have been doing, so.
Yeah, that sounds
and again,
good.
Coming back to working chosen time and having the chance to with Beamer, you can create some options for your life. You don't necessarily have to use these options, but it's always fun to have them. And that comes back to a little saying I heard also when I was younger. It's about dig your well before you're thirsty,
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to highlight a few things that you said, and then I want to toss it over to Claudia for her comments and maybe another question she might have for you, Philippe. But there is a theme throughout all of your tips, that you were sharing, and it started from the very beginning when you said, sharing from the heart and not keeping it secret. And you said numerous times about helping others. Whether it's helping them with their health by sharing the Beamer or whether it's helping them to achieve their dreams, with the business. And you mentioned listening and guiding them. And you mentioned, always being in the trenches, being out there with your team. So everything that you're doing, you are leading by example and, helping, like you said, helping people to achieve their dreams, meeting where they are with no pressure. You are the epitome of an incredible, incredible leader. And it is no surprise, how quickly, you've reached, a team manager. And there's so many powerful things that you said. I really want to encourage those, callers that we have now to share this episode out with others to hear, what Philippe has shared. And so I want to thank you for being on this call. And I'm going to toss it over to Claudia, for any, comments or questions she might have for you, Philippe. So, Claudia.
Thank you so much, Amanda. And Philippe, congratulations. And, I think, Amanda, you really covered it. And Philippe, I think the great perspective is the challenges that they had in Canada in the opening and just everything that they kind of had to go through. It kind of reminds me of, a lot of the challenges that we had when we first started in Beamer, you know, not having all of the tools and not having everything ready, or, you know, a ton of academies or things to plug into, and to really look at the success that, you know, leaders like Philippe, and there are so many wonderful leaders up in Canada that have really, really pioneered that market and made it such a great place for all of us to be able to come in and share the business. I just think you've done an incredible job, and to have that vision and that perseverance and that great mentoring with Michael and Valerie and the way that they work, and you know, they're just incredible leaders. I just think that everybody should listen back to this call, because again, it goes into the theme of resilience, which Philippe definitely is, because it wasn't, you know, like this kick started so easy, and it does take a lot of dedication, and really there's nothing in life that's a straight line ever. The trajectory always has many, many different points and peaks and lows. And so I just think this is a really inspiring call for people. So thank you so much for being on, Philippe, and congratulations to you.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to meet you guys over the phone, and I look forward to meet you on a future manager meeting.
All right. So if anybody, we still have a couple of minutes if people want to, you know, jump on and share something that they're grateful for. I see a couple of callers in the queue. So area code 386, you are live on Blog Talk. Who do we have?
Hi, I was wondering about the horse video. I'm sorry about my dog barking. But the horse video, okay. You said a Amy Schellenberg, something like that. I wasn't sure about finding that. And
yes.
That
webinar was, I think, not this past week, the week before. And I know that there are definitely Zoom links to it. And so probably what would be best is if you can go to your team manager or OM, they should be able to get that link out to you for that, so you can rewatch it, because that was an incredible video. So most of them will have those links. And I do, Amanda, was that shared in an email by our regional directors? Do you remember if we got the replay through there? I can't remember where it came from.
I think it might have been from the regional directors. I don't remember as well. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, so I would check if you're your PM or your OM or your regional directors, and they should have those links for you so you can listen back to that.
Rick Roundtree sent out some great emails, so if anybody can confirm if he sent it, then I probably got it. Thanks.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, we have another caller, area code 405. You are live on Blog Talk. Who do we have?
Hi, I'm Donna Dierman. And
hi,
I
Donna.
I did not hit one, so that really does happen. It just said, oh, you're in the queue, and all I have is my Bluetooth on. So I haven't been around my phone. But anyway, I am grateful for so many things that it's hard to even verbalize them, but that I was open enough to see this, being a nurse, of what this medical device can do, and that my analogy is that I feel like I'm throwing a person a life preserver when they're drowning. I've got so many friends that have chronic diseases that are many, many, many. Anyway, and this is making a huge difference in their lives. So it's more rewarding than words can even express. And the fact that we have the leadership that we have, the things that Amanda, Claudia, and Deborah have brought to us today, Debbie. You're just encouraging, and I thank my internist for sharing this with me, my doctor, and the power of this medical equipment is just, device, is beyond words. So I just I'm hanging in there through this and praying that we hear something very, very soon. I've got three people that are chomping at the bit waiting to get their Beamer Pro Go. So anyway, I thank y'all, and that's all I had to say. Thank you.
Well, you know what? It might have been an accident that the one got pushed, but I'm really grateful that you stuck with it and shared with us. So thank you, Donna. You have a great weekend.
Thank you, and you too, dear.
Okay. So we have another caller, area code 802. 802, you are live on Blog Talk. Who do we have?
We have Victoria Crown from Vermont. Hello, everyone. Thanks for taking my call.
Hello, Victoria.
My question was for Philippe, and I missed a few seconds, well, probably a minute or two, so he may have actually gone into detail. But my question was, you know, seeing as though, you know, they're in Canada, they had to start building before they even opened, what specifically are some of the words that he used to grow his, you know, his team and grow his customer base when they didn't really know when they were going to open originally either? Because now the roles have reversed.
I just opened up Philippe's line. Philippe, are you still there by any chance?
Yes, I am. I am, absolutely.
Great.
Well, again, very simple. I mean, I think we're getting, for you guys, I pray for that, but I'm pretty confident you guys are getting closer and closer to being able to sell and ship. But remember, it's a process. Like I kind of have a number on our team that it's about 5 to 12 steps that it's going to take anyway to before somebody buys a Beamer. You know, I've had different experience. I mean, hopefully once in a while you get somebody that the first time you show the Beamer or you actually tell them about the Beamer, they buy it. But most of the time it's going to take 5 to 12 steps. So basically, since the beginning, we never actually did it much with pressure anyway. It was all about, you know, there's always two things that are very, very basic about this project. And I like to say these are the super, super simple two principles that are always happening. Number one, they get themselves educated. So obviously, you walk them through and you do a proper follow-up and they get to learn more and more about Beamer. And the second part of it is actually, obviously, them doing their own experience with the Beamer. So so remember, you never know how it's going to play out. So you just got to go with the flow. And I would see that as an opportunity to actually get them on not one, but multiple three-way calls with some of your up team and some key people. And eventually, I mean, it's the case for us, by the way. We have multiple sales that are pending for the U.S. right now. So all of these people, we've definitely taken the order on a manual paper. So the orders is taken down and it's everything's written. So once it goes live, we can place all these orders. So in a sense, it's just a question of, you know, putting it more on the positive spin, you know, that it's, you guys being approved as a class two will be a huge, huge asset. You have to know that in Canada, since we opened last April, from the get-go, we were a class two device. And that's been a huge factor in our favor because when I meet somebody, I always make sure I tell them up front. I say, by the way, we're approved by Health Canada as a Class 2 medical device. And that's a huge stamp of approval from the get-go. Right. So they're not going to say, oh, no, this is not after you've told them that, they're not going to say most of the time. It's pretty impossible for them to say this is not a serious project or a serious device. So that would be my tip.
You didn't have people say, oh, well, you know, just let me know when you're open and then we'll talk. I'm just wondering.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah, definitely. If you play the if you talk to a lot of people, definitely you're going to hear that. But that's okay. And I like to give you a quick, simple example. It's like a deck of cards. Okay, you have 52 cards, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's definitely four aces, and there's obviously kings, queens, and there's also
jokers.
The two and the three. Yeah, and there's actually two jokers. So that's just reality. And here's the trick. Your job is to flip all of these 52 cars, but you don't have a clue which one's going to come first. But you're looking for the four aces. But here's the reality. Most people will flip 5-6 cards and they'll stop. No, you have to flip 52 cards. And yeah, it's possible that the first one you might flip will be an ace, you know. I can give you it's happened multiple times for me. I can share with you guys. I'm sure you guys heard of a golfer named Jack Nicklaus. Well, I'm the one that personally sold the device to Mr. Nicklaus.
Oh,
so
wow.
The story is that basically it was a reference from a friend of a friend, and got to meet him in person and you know, showed him, explained to him, got to build a relationship. Then the second day came back to see him, and he said, okay, go. He gave me his credit card. But that happens, you know, it happens, but it doesn't happen all the time. I was one of them, by the way, because being in Canada, I could not try. I could not buy the Beamer. So what happened when we learned about it, we actually kind of studied the Beamer for about 3 weeks, my wife and I. And Michael did put us on the line with multiple people doing three-way calls. And it was complicated for us, but we actually were able to buy at the time a device for our own personal use back then, you know. But that happens, and it does happen. It did happen a couple times last month where I actually talked to some people and they bought it without even trying it, because we couldn't do demos anymore, you know. And
right.
It's going to be the same deal for you guys. So you just put some, you know, once you find an ace, you just put him aside and you keep flipping the cards, because I think it's going to be soon that you'll be able to place these orders, and you'll have a great day. You'll have a great month. If you have three orders that are pending, it's going to be an awesome day once you place these three orders, you know. So, and other
well,
people,
I like
correct,
your,
yeah, other people,
I like
you're
your
correct,
momentum
will tell
story.
You. Yeah, exactly. And definitely,
well,
I have them all the time. You know, people saying that they call me back when you're ready, and I will call them back, but I'm not stopping there. That's the trick on that one.
Thank you. Perfect. Thank you so much, Philippe, for still being, you know, on the call and assisting Victoria for that question. Victoria, I would also suggest, you know, reach up to your upline, you know, team manager, or, you know, your personal sponsor, and talk to them, you know, about how they're, you know, approaching, you know, talking to people, keeping the momentum going, and who you can utilize for some of these three-way calls and things like that. So thank you for being
thank
on the
you.
Call. And then we have one more, and that will wrap us up for our day today. Area code 703, you are live on Blog Talk. What are you grateful for today?
Well, I have a question and comment. I'm Jeanette Colhaus from Northern Virginia.
Hi,
I actually love Beamer. Hi. I saw what it did to my husband and myself. I'd love to share it to everybody, and I'm a firm believer that everyone needs it. I tell my team that if you're afraid to share it, you're almost like being really selfish, because like was just mentioned today, if you have something that you know can help people, you're being selfish not sharing it. But I've been in sales all my life.
Absolutely.
And so I think sometimes mm-hmm. that's a curse, because I think everybody should use it. So what do you do? How do you do it when your excitement and your passion is so high that people are maybe turned off, or, you know, you want to share and you can't force anybody to buy it. But what do you do to tone yourself down to when you're like, you
well,
need
that is, yeah, that's a great question, because, you know, and I can speak directly to that. I was a professional, you know, high-tech salesperson for over 30 years. And there's a fine line between selling and sharing. And so, you know, when you are in this mode of where you're super, super excited and it's, you know, and I'm just using this analogy, you know, if we get to where we're over the top, and I've been there, you know, myself,
Some people are just, you know, they're just going to kind of back off because, like, whoa, that's a little bit too much information too fast. And the analogy that I've heard used is it's like a fire hose, right? And people can only take in, you know, so much information and so much excitement. And so the idea of dripping on them as opposed to a fire hose. And so what I like to do is you know from being in sales that there's so many different, you know, personality types as buyers. I'm sure you've been through a lot of that training. And so it really comes down to meeting people where they are. And, you know, that's a lot about what Philippe was talking about, too, where he said, you know, it can be, you know, 5, 10, 11, 12 touches before, you know, somebody makes a decision. The odds are, you know, somebody is not going to make a decision the first time you ever expose it to them. It does happen. It's happened to me. But the majority of people, you have to give them, you know, a little bit of information in small doses, right? And so I love our life.beamergroup.com, you know, website pages, those landing pages. I always start with life.beamergroup.com, and I point them directly to the blood flow video. When Claudia shared it with me, that's all we had was the blood flow video. And so that's what we opened up the conversation with. And so it's just about, you know, feeling the energy of the person that you're talking with. And then you turn around after you've shared that with them, you want to start asking them questions. You know, it's from the standpoint of what did you like about the blood flow video? What's intrigued? And they'll start asking you questions, but keep asking them, why would you, you know, be interested in this? Where do you see this could benefit you? So you turn it back around and you let them do the talking. And so then as you're asking them questions and then they're answering them, you'll move in a variety of different places from that standpoint. This is kind of too much of a conversation for the remainder of Blog Talk, but there's a lot of value, I think, in just, you know, where we are right now, the fact that we can't actually take orders, it really forces everybody to slow down a little bit and really listen to the person that's in front of us and give them time and set up three-way calls. So I hope that helped, Jeanette. Did that answer your question a little bit?
Absolutely. Perfect.
Oh, okay, great. All right, you guys. We are nearing the top of the hour, so I want to thank everybody that participated in today's Blog Talk Radio, and big hats off and, you know, a big round of applause for our latest and newest team manager out of Canada, Philippe, and his wife. And you guys, thank you again. I hope you have a great, fantastic weekend. I'm going to toss it over to Claudia for her closing comments for today. Claudia, over to you.
Thank you so much, Amanda. And this was an incredible show. Philippe, thank you so much for those wonderful words. Everybody can listen back to this episode, share it out, and then all the people that called in from our beautiful community to participate and ask questions and share what they're grateful for. Your resilience is inspiring. We will be those rubber bands. We will snap back. Everything is within your own consciousness to choose how you want to show up. So I'm excited for where we're going to be going as a company. And don't forget to tune in on Monday for Motivation with Casey Conrad. This call is a wrap, and we'll see you guys next week. Take care, everyone. Have a blessed, beautiful weekend. Bye-bye.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it.